Okay, let's dive right into this deep dive. We've pulled together quite a stack of sources here.
Yeah, quite a mix. We've got stuff from European media regulators, research groups, polling data, even working journalists weighing in.
All looking at this really complex relationship between artificial intelligence and, well, journalism.
It feels like it's shifting almost daily, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And these sources really show how many different facets there are to consider.
Absolutely. So our mission today really is to unpack this duality, the impact AI is having on the news media. We want to look at the serious threats it poses, to jobs, to the integrity of information, even the whole industry structure, but also, maybe surprisingly, the potential it might hold to actually maybe revitalize the field.
The fascinating tension.
We'll explore the challenges, the opportunities, maybe what's needed to strike the right balance, and hopefully help you understand the forces shaping the information you're seeing every day.
What's really striking is how fast this has moved from being sort of a theoretical discussion to something with, very real, tangible impacts in newsrooms and on what people are actually reading and watching.
Okay, so let's start with those challenges then, because honestly, a lot of the sources, they paint a pretty concerning picture.
They do.
One of the most immediate things people talk about is job displacement.
And look, when you see the numbers, it's hard to ignore that anxiety. Pew Research found, what was it, 59% of
Yeah,
Americans
59%.
think AI will mean fewer jobs for journalists down the line. And the experts they survey pretty much agreed.
And this isn't happening in a vacuum, right? I mean, Brookings reminds us we've already seen devastating job losses in the industry. Like 2/3 of U.S. newspaper jobs gone over the last couple of decades.
So the fear is AI just, pours gasoline on that existing fire.
And you hear it from the ground level, too. We saw this anonymous post, I think it was on Reddit, from a journalist in a local newsroom
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
talking about management, pushing for excessive AI use, like AI generating entire articles, scripts, sometimes with not much human checking.
And this feeling of keep up or get left behind, it's pushing towards automation, feeding those job security fears.
Okay, so jobs are one piece, but then you get into something potentially even more fundamental, the explosion of disinformation, supercharged by generative AI.
This is something the European Broadcasting Union, the EBU, they flag this as maybe the main challenge, not just for public media, but like for society.
Wow.
And they cite this really startling estimate. By 2026, so not far off, maybe up to 90% of online content could be synthetically generated.
90%. 90, you mean just wrap your head around that. Trying to navigate an online world where potentially 9 out of 10 things weren't made by a human, that fundamentally changes the game.
It makes it so much harder to know what's real. And Pew backs this up too. 66% of Americans extremely or very concerned about people getting bad info from AI.
And the AI companies themselves, they kind of admit this, right? With terms like hallucinations or confabulations.
Where the AI just confidently states something that's completely wrong, it just invented it.
And we've seen actual examples like that altered video of the CNN reporter Clarissa Ward,
Yeah, that was disturbing.
where AI added fake audio to undermine her reporting during a live shot. It shows this isn't just theory, it's being weaponized right now.
And if you zoom out a bit, there's also this concern about market power. Brookings points out that AI could just make the few dominant tech giants even more dominant.
Just the EBU warns could really hurt media pluralism, the variety of news sources we have. If these AI platforms become a kind of one-stop shop for information, they could just bypass traditional news outlets altogether.
And that hits the bottom line directly. It leads to this thing called zero-click searches, where you ask the AI a question, it scrapes info from news sites, maybe others, and gives you the answer right there. You never click through to the original source.
So the publisher gets no traffic, no ad revenue, no chance for a subscription. It starves them. Okay, another huge headache. Copyright. Using all this journalistic work to train the AI models in the first place.
These generative AI tools, they learn from these massive, massive data sets. And that includes countless news articles, photos, videos, stuff that's copyrighted.
And the sources like Brookings and the EBU, they're highlighting this as a major issue of fair compensation or lack thereof.
There are some legal complexities, like this text and data mining exception in EU law that kind of allows it unless publishers specifically opt out.
Right.
But for many publishers, let's be honest, it feels like their intellectual property is just being taken on a massive scale to build these very profitable AI systems without permission, without payment.
Some sources just call it widespread theft. And apparently it's happening even with content behind paywalls.
Yeah. It's a huge fight brewing there.
And then beyond the legal stuff, there are these really basic questions about the quality and integrity of AI-generated content itself.
Mm-hmm. Accuracy, bias. These are core concerns because AI can hallucinate, like we said, or maybe its training data was outdated or reflects certain biases.
It can easily end up producing stuff that's misleading or just plain wrong, but presents it like it's fact.
Exactly. And there's another angle, too, that the worry that relying too much on AI in the newsroom could actually dull those essential human journalistic skills.
Like critical thinking, creativity, that kind of nuanced editorial judgment.
Yeah. If the AI is doing more and more, do those human skills start to atrophy? That's a question some sources raise.
And what about the source of the training data? If it mostly comes from, say, big tech platforms or reflects dominant viewpoints, could AI lead to more homogenized news, less diversity?
That's definitely a concern flagged in sources like Trends. You lose that local flavor, that variety of perspectives.
That story from the local newsroom on Reddit kind of ties it all together, doesn't it?
It does.
The push for efficiency with AI, leading to potentially unchecked work, worries about accuracy and integrity, the bias question, all mixed up with those very real fears about job security. It's a real knot.
It is.
Okay, so that's a lot on the negative side of the ledger. It sounds pretty bleak.
It can sound bleak, yeah. But what makes this whole thing so fascinating, so complex, is that the same technology causing these problems, it also offers some really significant opportunities.
Right. It's not just a destructive force. It could actually be a set of tools to help journalism, maybe even revitalize it.
Exactly. AI isn't just a wrecking ball.
So where's the upside? One big area seems to be efficiency. Automating the routine stuff.
This is where AI can really shine based on the sources. Things like generating basic financial reports, summarizing sports scores, weather updates.
Repetitive data-heavy tasks.
Yeah. AI can churn those out super fast, very consistently. And that frees up the human journalists.
It frees up their time, right? Instead of hours compiling basic facts, they could be out digging deeper, chasing a lead, talking to sources, working on the more complex stories.
Precisely. TV News Check mentions specific examples, like the Washington Post's Heliograph tool or Radar in the UK. They're already automating certain types of localized stories based on national data.
So that automation potential, it connects directly to doing more investigative work, more data journalism.
Absolutely. AI tools can crunch through huge data sets, analyze public records, sift through documents at a speed and scale humans just can't match.
SEMA had a great example, didn't they? Using Document Cloud with, like, a GPT plugin.
Yeah, to analyze hundreds of resumes for patterns, something that would take ages manually, done in minutes. Finding stories hidden in the data.
And IBM's DIN tool sounds like a real success story.
It really does. Designed specifically for local newsrooms, helping them find newsworthy stories buried in local data.
And the results were pretty dramatic.
Huge. A massive increase in traffic for stories Jin identified, and they said it cut research time for those stories by something like 94%.
Wow. 94%. That's transformative.
It shows AI can genuinely help journalists find important stories they simply wouldn't have the capacity to find otherwise.
And then there are just the practical everyday tools becoming available.
Yeah, whole range.
Okay.
Tools to help brainstorm ideas, suggest headlines, transcribe interviews. That's a huge time saver.
Summarizing research, finding patterns in documents.
Even helping generate visuals or assisting with fact checking. We're seeing tools like ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity for text, Midjourney, DALL-E for images, platforms like Document Cloud, Google Pinpoint for data. They're becoming part of the toolkit.
So the picture that emerges on this side, the opportunity side, is that AI is maybe really good at the grunt work, as that Reddit user put it.
Exactly. Handling the heavy lifting, the data processing, the routine stuff.
Leaving the human journalists free to focus on the art of journalism.
Yeah. The critical thinking, the empathy, the storytelling, building trust with sources, understanding context, the stuff AI really can't do.
Sources also mentioned AI could help with, like, personalizing news content. Making it more relevant to different people.
Mm-hmm. That's another potential benefit. Improving engagement.
So looking at it this way, maybe AI is just the latest tool. Mm-hmm. Like PV News Check suggested, it's like the tape recorder was, or the internet when it first came along.
It's a powerful tool, absolutely. And its impact, positive or negative, really depends on how wisely and ethically it's used.
Which brings us right to the core issue, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Finding that balance, figuring out how to move forward responsibly.
Yeah, this is the crux of it.
And it seems clear from pretty much all the sources, the efficiency gains from AI. They have to be balanced with strong human oversight and solid editorial judgment.
Absolutely non-negotiable. The message is consistent. AI should be a supportive tool. It enhances human abilities. It doesn't replace the journalist.
IBM made that point really well, didn't they? The core stuff, figuring out what stories matter, understanding culture, building trust that's fundamentally human. AI can't replicate that.
So true.
Okay, so how do newsrooms actually do that? Put that into practice.
Well, the sources suggest clear ethical guidelines and policies for using AI are crucial. Poynter, for instance, recommends setting up dedicated AI committees, having designated leaders to manage this.
Right, because it's evolving so fast, someone needs to own it.
Exactly. And transparency with the audience is key too, telling people when and how AI is being used. That came up in several sources.
And what about regulation? Is there a role for that?
Seems likely. The EBU mentions things like the risk-based approach in the EU AI Act. The Council of Europe is working on a framework.
And Brookings suggested maybe using existing structures, like those news media bargaining codes.
Yeah, to push for fair compensation when news content is used for AI training, leveraging what's already there.
And for the journalists themselves, training seems vital.
Definitely. They need the resources and the know-how to understand these tools, use them effectively and, crucially, ethically. SEMA, Journalist Toolbox, they all stress that.
And finally, there's this idea of industry unity. Especially for the smaller players.
Yeah, Brookings brought that up. Local newsrooms, smaller outlets, they need to work together when dealing with the tech giants, advocating for frameworks that actually serve the public interest, not just concentrate more power.
Okay. So wrapping this up then, what does this all mean for you, the listener, trying to make sense of the news?
Well, I think the key takeaway is that AI presents journalism with this profound double-edged sword. Huge challenges, yes, but also real, tangible opportunities.
And the future isn't predetermined. It really hinges on finding that careful balance between using the technology for efficiency and upholding human integrity, judgment, and ethics.
Understanding that tension, that dynamic, is going to be absolutely crucial for you as you navigate the information landscape in the years ahead, because it's changing fast.
And maybe here's a final thought for you to chew on as you see more and more content online. If AI keeps getting better and better at creating stuff that looks and sounds totally plausible, how will you tell the difference? How will you know what's authentic human-reported news versus something generated synthetically? And, maybe most importantly, who are you going to trust to provide that information?